This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and Health, Nutrition, and Fitness channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Katrina Starzinskaya, author of Katrina's Recovery and founder of Health Mastery Retreat. Katrina, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
Well, I thank you, and this is certainly a topic we want to hear from you about. So first of all, tell me, how were you diagnosed with Lyme disease, and what were your symptoms at that time?
Of course. First, when I got really sick, I got sick overnight, so all of my symptoms was overnight. My face was half paralyzed, my body was half numb, I was in pain, and for a long time, I was not really properly diagnosed. I was misdiagnosed or undiagnosed because all blood tests came back negative and doctors just ruled out Lyme disease. So I was diagnosed mostly on clinical symptoms, on the symptoms that I have, and only about 4 months later of my symptoms, I was diagnosed with Western blot with Lyme disease. So it's really tricky. And if person's blood test comes back negative, it doesn't mean they don't have Lyme disease, and it's better to start treatment right away, even if test is negative.
Now, have you tried conventional treatments, for example, antibiotics and other treatments? Have you tried those?
Yes, I have started with antibiotics right away, and I was on doxycycline for 2 months, and my health was just deteriorating, and I was feeling worse and worse. And when I came back to see my doctor, I was seeing LLMD, Lyme Literate Medical Doctor, and he told me, well, since 2 months didn't work, I need to take about 3 more different antibiotics and 2 of them intravenously. So I have decided that was not for me, that route, and I will be taking care of my health on my own, and I will take full responsibility and find more natural ways to heal myself.
And what treatments were the most helpful on your way to recovery?
Sure. So I found that most crucial steps to recovery was a lifestyle change, just like very strict plant-based diet was more important even than any treatment. eliminating all sugar, soy, dairy, gluten, because all of those products, they feed bugs, and bugs are not picky. They even, you can feed bugs with natural sugar like honey or agave, so it's very crucial to eliminate all sugars. And also, lifestyle changes like moving your body. If a person feels really sick and cannot exercise, at least a person should go for a walk or rebound or do some stretching, something to exercise body. And positive attitude, it's crucial to have faith and believe that your body is able to heal itself if given the proper stimulus. So even when doctors told me that Lyme disease wasn't curable and I would be disabled for the rest of my life and bedridden, I rejected that label of incurable, and I made my mind that I'm going to recover no matter what, even if it's not an overnight cure. So it's really important to have proper mindset.
Yeah, definitely. Today we are with Katrina Starzinskaya, author of Katrina's Recovery and founder of Health Mastery Retreat, here on eHealth Radio's Health, Nutrition, and Fitness channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Katrina, what was the major turning point for you to heal Lyme disease?
I believe that the major turning point was to find people that already healed themselves from Lyme disease and from other so-called incurable illnesses. Like, I found people that healed themselves from AIDS, terminal cancer, MS, and I start modeling them. So whatever they did to heal themselves, I start modeling them. And also because I found those people, and I knew if one human being is able to heal themselves, so it's possible for all of us. So that kind of gave me hope and faith into my recovery, and from that point, I knew it's just a matter of time. So I would take slowly steps one day at a time, but I will recover eventually.
And is your treatment plan replicable, and can others recover modeling your plan?
Yes, absolutely. As you just mentioned, I was replicating treatment plans of other people that healed themselves from Lyme and other diseases. So my plan is also replicable, and I'm always happy to share it with anyone who is interested to go natural route and heal themselves with lifestyle changes, proper mindset, and natural side effect-free treatment. So, yes.
If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information and also to be in contact with you online.
Of course, not just because Katrina's Recovery is my book, but I have seen over 50 reviews, positive reviews on Amazon. People are so grateful that they are able to follow step by step what I tell them in a book, and they're already feeling better. So my whole protocol and healing journey is in my book, and I highly recommend that. And if people have any questions, they can go to my website, katrinasterzhinskaya.com, and fill out contact form and ask me any questions. I always get back within 48 hours.
Very good. And in conclusion, is there one tip or a bit of advice you would like to lend to the listener on the topic that we have been covering today?
Yes, sure. So one last tip is nothing is really incurable, and your body is able to heal itself if given the proper stimulus. So just find those proper stimulus and find the role model, and have faith that your illness is able to go away soon. And I will see. I see so many people recover within 4 to 8 months following my protocol. So I believe people are able to heal themselves.
Well, certainly appreciate your joining us. We've been speaking with today Katrina Starzynskaya, author of Katrina's Recovery and founder of Health Mastery Retreat. And the website of reference, once again, is healthmasteryretreat.com. Katrina, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and come back anytime. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health, Nutrition, and Fitness channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.